from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The other thing I was thinking about is if you buy pants or anything that's that expensive, are you just paranoid the entire time you're wearing them that you're going to wreck them? Because I think I would be.
For $450, you mean?
If I had a shirt that was $500 or a pair of pants, I would, one, never want to wear it.
Do pants come with a warranty?
I'm like, I got to make these last, which means you never wear them, which is defeats the purpose. And the entire time I'd be wearing them, I'd be terrified. That something bad was going to happen to my pants.
Well, that, I think right there is how you know you are not fit.
Yes.
For Blue Delta.
No.
Because yeah, people that pay $450 for jeans, they don't think about something like that.
I was thinking,
they're just buy another pair.
The most expensive thing I buy is I buy Jordans. And
how much are those?
It depends. Like,
most amount of money you've paid for a pair of shoes in your life. And don't lie.
Probably three and some change.
Damn.
But for the most part, if you live here in Portland, you end up with some connections and you can get some Jordans at a decent deal and at least buy them retail. Retail, they're like $200. So I'd say that's probably the most inexpensive like clothing thing that I'll buy someone on a regular basis. So I was at a wedding and I wore a pair of Jordan 11s. So these patent 11 Jordans, and they're pretty spendy if you buy them on the secondary market. And they're kind of like the really, really popular ones. And I didn't bring I brought a pair of dress shoes and I bought those down to a wedding in Utah. And we ended up, my gal ended up wanting to go hiking in Zion. I didn't have anything else.
Mm.
And so I wore the Jordan.
Oh, no.
No, you can't go hiking then.
You gotta go buy something else.
Yeah, either buy something or
some Skechers.
I do wear my Jordans a bunch. You know, and I had another pair in a different color, and I thought, what the hell?
Man.
So I wore those. I got stopped on that trail about 6 or 7 different times by men that were outraged.
Yeah. Against humanity.
Well, some of those guys, and this is the part I don't get, they buy these Jordans and they won't wear them. They either sit in their closet or they don't want to crease them. They'll take them off if they have to bend down. It's so weird. And I'm like, what's the point of having a shoe if you can't wear it?
Aren't they for resale though, or collection?
I don't know. I wear mine. If I buy it, I wear it. I wear them all the time. And that way, when like those ones that I wore hiking, I transitioned out of those. And you're like, all right, I beat them up a little bit, but like I never understood the point of having clothing that you can't wear. But I think if I had a pair of Blue Delta jeans, I would be panicked that I would I would spill something on him. Like the other day I was smoking a cigar and maybe I'd had a little too much to drink and I burned a hole in a nice shirt.
Yeah.
Pissed me off.
I've done that a million
times.
Yeah,
burned a big old hole right in the bottom. I was like, I love this shirt. I'm like, son of a gun. Now imagine if that's a $500 shirt. My evening ruined.
Yeah.
But if you're Eli Manning, it's not ruined.
He didn't care.
No, he didn't give a rip.
He'll just call somebody and order 10 more.
Exactly.
That's what rich people do.
I know.
That ain't you, bro.
No, this is why you don't spend. Even if you love a shirt or a pair of pants, don't spend that money because you'll end up being a prisoner to that article of clothing.
Somebody texting us that Big Dog is still around. I'm on their website.
No, they are not.
Yes, bigdogs.com. T-shirts.
They got kind of a resurgence. And do you know who was like a brand ambassador for them?
Oh, no.
Flavor Flav.
Alex Crawford.
What? Alex Crawford's like a
former producer of 1080 The Fan.
He wore Big Dog clothing?
He was a Big Dog brand ambassador. He thought it was hot even when it went cold.
I can't believe that's still a thing. Is Big Johnson, are those shirts still around?
Oh, that's got to still be a thing. There will always be men who think those are awesome.
Good grief.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around Alex Crawford. I love Alex Crawford, but why would he be a brand ambassador?
Because it's
because he had been Crawford. Tweeting about how awesome Big Dogs were forever.
He's 100% the sort of hipster that would think that Big Dog clothing is
hipstery
awesome.
Thing.
And the fact that he's such a small guy, he loves the irony of wearing a Big Dog
by the
t-shirt.
Way, okay, first of all, we're down rabbit holes. Yes, Big Dog T-shirts has 744 products on their website, BigDogs.com.
744?
Yes.
That is how many depressing. Of those are T-shirts?
I think they're all T-shirts. I think that's all they do.
Wow.
Yeah.
They used to make shorts, too.
I need to know if
anyone... 16 pages of T-shirts.
I need to know if any of our listeners are indeed Big Dog clothing wearers, because if so... I need some photographic proof. I haven't seen a Big Dog shirt probably since my dad passed away.
And in other news, BigJohnson.com is alive and well.
So these are real.
Yeah.
When I was like in middle school, there'd be a kid. It would be like Big Johnson Casinos, liquor in the front, poker in the rear.
Yep. Oh, God.
Yep. Yes. Right. I don't know if you saw, Isaac, right now, Big Dogs has the special championship edition golf shirt. It's got a Big Dog with one of those little Scottish hats on it. It says, let the Big Dog eat.
I know what Rob's getting for Christmas this year from me. What are you, a large?
I'm a large, yeah. They also have the Donald Trump fist pump fight.
But with a dog?
Shirt. No, this is Big Johnson.
Oh, Big Johnson.
Not Big Dog.
No, we're getting confused.
Yeah. So they've got several Trump shirts out now. And it says, find the best Bush hammers, Big Johnson.
Those were...
Bush hammers? My God, what is happening?
That was the
big... What?
Those were the Big Johnson shirts. They got banned from YH Junior High School. It was very controversial. Like, it was a big deal. And so kids would have to turn them inside out. And so kids would wear them like underneath like their jackets or sweatshirts. You'd walk down the hallway and they're like, hey, check this out. And then they would lift up their sweatshirt to reveal their Big Johnson shirt and be like, yeah, they can't tell me what to wear. And then they put it right back down and then go get a chicken burger.
So if I gave you, let's say I'm going to give you $100,000.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. So it's not life changing.
No,
but
that's good money.
Pays for my kids' school.
I will wire you $100,000 right now.
Yeah.
I need you to wear Big Dog's. Or Big Johnson shirts for the rest of your life.
No.
You're not doing it?
No.
$250.
No.
Like really? When I go out to dinner and stuff?
The rest of my life.
Or just my t-shirt collection?
No.
Yeah.
That is my...
Where it's appropriate.
No.
How about this? Where it's appropriate.
No.
You don't have to wear it to like a wedding.
No.
Million.
I think I'm taking it.
Oh, come on, dude.
Again, $1 million is a lot of money. It doesn't prevent me from working. I like my life. You know what I like? Not having to wear Big Johnson or Big Dog T-shirts.
That's worth $1 million to you.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, come on. Garth Barks? Let's go.
I'm looking at a shirt right now. If at first you don't succeed, then maybe you just suck. Big Dogs.
So profound.
Here's the thing, and I learned this a long time ago. a buddy of mine was talking to me once about this. And look, what kind of car you drive... You know, what your fridge is, none of that stuff matters in your life. It doesn't, right?
Speak for yourself.
It's insignificant. But you know what does matter? Whether you wake up in the morning and you feel good or not. And if you wake up every day, this is thing. Like if you're looking at buying a car and the difference is, let's say your payment is $300 different. You're like, yeah, $300 is a lot of money. But it doesn't, obviously there's some people where that it makes or breaks you. But if it's just like, I don't know if I want to spend that money. And every day you wake up and you go into your front yard and it's something you do every day and you look at your whatever. I don't want to crap on anyone's car. Let's say you drive a Subaru Forester and you wake up every day and you see your Subaru Forester in your driveway and you think to yourself, F, I do. Versus going out and maybe you get into a Jeep or a Bronco or whatever your car is. And it's not the most practical thing in the world, but when you look at it, it makes you smile. And you're in a good mood and you get in it. And for
Can I take a time out here?
Yeah.
You notice how Suk used your car mm-hmm. as the pathetic car and yeah. his car as the great car?
Well, my car came up earlier today between us because I was at Lowe's, and when I went to the parking lot, I almost went to a different Subaru that looked just like mine, and it had a bumper sticker on it that said, "Here I go in my gay little car."
Yeah. Oh, believe me.
What? Yeah. That's what it said?
Yeah.
I'm gay. Believe me.
Shots were fired at wow. Buckley then, and they're fired now. My point is, let's say, or whatever it is, like you said, what's an impractical car?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You know, whatever it is. Let's say
Pontiac.
Yeah, Pontiac, right? You want to drive.
Do they even make Pontiacs anymore?
You want to drive a Pontiac T-top, bandit style, right? T-top. And that is completely impractical. But when you see it, it makes you smile. Or buying a fridge. You're like, well, I don't want to buy the nicer fridge. But every morning you wake up to go get your glass of orange juice. If one fridge makes you happy and the other one you look at and be like, God, I hate that fridge. Find a way to get the one that puts a smile on your face. Because life is short. And you know what life is too short to do? Wear Costco clothing and Big Dog clothing every day of your life.
How's my attitude? Call 1-800-BITE-ME.
Just every day when you wake up and you realize you have to put that on your body. Now, here's the thing.
But then you look at your bank account.
Yeah, well, if you wake up, though, and that shirt, that Big Dog shirt, you're like, hell yeah, Big Dog, then you wear the hell out of it.
Yeah.
Me, I couldn't do it. It would break my will.
You know what makes me happy? I just ordered my Just Here to Bang Big Johnson shirt. Nice. That's what makes me happy.
But
what's the there's always a little catch to it. I'm just here to. Is it a drummer or something?
It looks like he's shooting off fireworks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's
make
the thing.
It a bang.
Yeah. There's always. They give
you an out.
Yeah. It's like he's lighting a firework, but he's like, I'm just here to bang.
It's the innuendo.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a fish. There's one I remember. There was a fishing one. It was like no hole is too deep when you're carrying a Big Johnson, and it was Johnson fishing rod.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it was always like that.
So uncomfortable.
Well, I found one for you being a Patriot, Suk. It's a bunch of big dogs
yeah.
putting up the flag at Iwo Jima, and it says, the few, the proud, the big dogs.
USA! Let's go. You tell me you wouldn't wear that for free, much less a million?
And by the way, mission accomplished, because on the Vancouver Ford text line, I've already triggered Costco clothing, bro. He gets very sensitive about it. I love you guys out there. We love Costco. Take a deep breath.
I don't love Costco clothing, but we've talked about this before. We all have succumbed to some article of clothing from Costco.
No.
You never have?
I draw a hard line.
Oh, I have.
I'll wear a pair of shorts next week that I got there for $7. They're great.
That's right. See, that's what it is. You're just strolling around while your wife's doing God knows what, and you're like, wow.
You don't build your wardrobe there, but you see a ridiculous deal of one thing that works. You're like, okay, I can grab that golf polo.
That shirt is not bad, and that's only $20. I've got to get that.
Can't do it.
I've done it at least twice.
Every time I say that, though, just kind of tongue-in-cheek, Costco bro gets very quarter-zip Costco guy. What are you talking about? Gets very like, oh, like what you wear is so great. You're like, easy Costco man.
Well, you know what it means when someone gets so defensive.
A little defensive.
You know what that means.
Oh, yeah. They know.
It's probably a little truth.
They know. There's truth.
They know.
All right, well, we got to nothing.
No, we haven't gotten to anything all damn day.
Now we get to nothing more. In the news, I've got, would you like to know what's going on with Eamon Bundy? Do you remember him?
They're the one that, they had the siege, right, at the...
Well, he's a guy.
Yeah, but he led...
He's not a them.
Well, but the Bundys are a them. It's a group, and they took over, like, that government installation.
True story.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got the latest on him.
The Bundys. I think they might be Mormons. They might be fundamentalist LDS people.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!